Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met last night. I'm joined on the line by Director of P&Z, Katie DeLuca. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay. How are you doing today?
Good.
How's the meeting last night?
It was nice and short due to many postponements. So we started off with a property in a R6 zone, which is a residential zone, but it's used commercially. It's legally nonconforming. Excuse me. And they're looking to make some repairs to a shed that they have in the back, and as such, they would like to put a temporary storage on the property for longer than 90 days, which prompts a review by the commission. So that was approved in the end. There was quite a discussion, actually, about when the clock should start, and we recommended to the applicant that he not put the storage facility on the property until he actually has the building permit, so he doesn't end up running out of time that way. And
where was that located?
That's at 31 St. Rocks Avenue.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Then on the other side of town, on 33 Willamere Circle, this was a proposal in the coastal area to construct a new home, pool, and related improvements. It was approved, but not after quite a bit of discussion, because they are looking to put in some fill in the back of the property in order to accommodate a pool. The Conservation Commission had raised some concerns for the pool because they were noting that it was close to the existing seawall and within tidal wetlands. They also raised concern about this fill because it's in the high-velocity flood zone and recommended that they should add native plants to the area. The applicant had hired a consultant who deals with this kind of thing, with flood zones and whatnot, called RACE, and they had submitted documentation in response to these comments indicating that the pool was not within the tidal wetlands and that there was no proposed change to the seawall and that any fill would be uncompacted and would not adversely affect adjacent properties. The Department of Public Works generally does not like fill in the flood zones at all, so there was some question there. And in the end, the proposal was approved, but the applicant had agreed per the commission's request that they would meet with the Department of Public Works to balance the stormwater design with the conservation comments as best as they could. So that was agreed to, and it was approved and moved forward. Then we had an interesting situation heading further west. Further east. This property is 1549 East Putnam Avenue. It's currently the animal hospital way on the Stanford side of the Post Road. And what's interesting about this property is the vast majority of the property is actually in Stanford. And it is just a small portion that is in Greenwich, and it's the portion that has the curb cuts, a couple of landscape islands, and the driveway. So the proposal is for new building in Stanford, and they are making significant improvements to the driveway. I think it will make for a safer condition. So this was approved, but the commission did ask that they go before the Architectural Review Committee to review the landscaping. And as you know, the Plan of Conservation and Development had one of the objectives was for the creation of what we've called the Greenscape Task Force, which is a beautification of the Post Road. That task force has completed their task, their mission, and they do have a plan for the Post Road that that the commission asked that when they go before the Architecture Review Committee that that be taken into consideration, and that, you know, this is, I think, one of the things that was exciting for the commission was that this is kind of the gateway into Greenwich, if you will, and so it's particularly from a landscaping standpoint, the commission was very interested in ensuring that this was the best that it could be, so to speak, and the applicant was in full agreement with that, and so I think it'll be a big improvement over there. And after that, it was just one more application under the public hearing for a change to the zoning regulations to add a planted buffer area within the coastal zone. And interestingly, this has been heard already once by the commission, and it was left open because the Conservation Commission said they had wanted to review it a little bit more, so they touched up the language, so to speak, and it was left open again because some of the language left a rather ambiguous, hole at the end of it where it said, you know, I think everyone was in agreement that we wanted this buffer and whatnot, but at the end of the language it said the commission could waive this if they desired to do so. And that's really not good regulatory language because it's actually not, I think we could get challenged very easily in court on that one, as we've seen throughout the state of Connecticut with regard to similar regulations. It's okay to have a modification clause, so to speak, but it has to have a qualifier in there. So we discussed this last night, and it was left open. Myself and Pat Sesto, the Director of Environmental Affairs, agreed to meet, and we will just add some qualifying language to that, and hopefully this will be on the next meeting on November 5th, and we'll finally put this one to bed. This is actually a funny little one because we put this on, as I said, the last meeting and thought it would just be like a quick one, too, and it ends up being one of these ones that kind of takes on a life of its own, I guess. To be continued.
Yep. I remember you said it shouldn't take too long, but you got to tighten the language up, right?
Yes, yes. Right.
Okay. And everything else was withdrawn? Is that what you're saying?
Was postponed.
Postponed.
Yes.
All right. So when's the next? Is November 5th the next meeting, right?
November 5th is the next meeting. We have a reduced sort of workload, if you want to put it that way, at the moment. We only have 6 applications, other than the postponements, I guess, from last night. We'll add a few more. But I think of most interested people will be the Eastern Greenwich Civic Center. If you recall, we had that, not last night, but the meeting prior. The commission had left that open. They're looking for additional information with respect to the scheduling, what happens with the events. They wanted to get a much better understanding of the survey that was done, the community-wide survey, and what the public had said they had wanted for the Civic Center. There was a couple of other things about the trees and site issues. They had wanted them to go to the Architecture Review Committee, which they did. And one of the things that came up there was a question about whether or not Harding Road itself could be rerouted or even closed off. And the benefit of that would be that you would no longer have to cross the street to get to the parking lot. The applicant, just a sneak preview as to what's to come, the applicant has said that that's just not feasible due to the amount of drainage that's in the roadway, not to mention rerouting the road would actually cause significant tree loss within that area. So I don't really think it's practical as the way they've described it. Closing off the road and creating a cul-de-sac would also, I don't think, be practical given the amount of rerouting of traffic that would cause, and a lot of it would go on to Sound Beach, and I don't think that's necessarily the right approach either. So the applicant will discuss all that with the commission on the 5th. Other things is a subdivision at 20 Cogniwog, a rezoning in the R6 zone to a historic overlay at 11 Division Street, and a rebuilding of a non-conforming house at 11 Highgate Road in Riverside.
All right. Fantastic. Katie, as always, thanks very much for your time this morning. Have a great day, and thanks for the report.
Thank you. You too.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Katie DeLuca, Director of Planning and Zoning, last night's P&Z meeting via Zoom.